Coach Brown.
Up.
Good morning. Certainly a hard-fought game in the rain up in Delaware for your team. Certainly played well defensively, but come up a little short, 21-6. Before we look ahead, just kind of give me your impressions on that game.
It's very disappointing again to not come away with the win. Very, very talented Delaware team. I felt like, we did some things that really weren't reflective of what the score ultimately ended up being. You turn the ball over three times, you get a punt blocked, like really some significant missed opportunities there. But I was really proud of the way the guys continued to fight, especially defensively. We were pretty good on third down. They had quite a few red zone opportunities, and the defense was able to kind of rise to the occasion a few times. So there's a lot to build on going forward.
Yeah, let's talk about that defensive effort. That was a pretty potent Delaware offense you faced, and you guys hold them to 21 points, only 57 yards passing. I know a lot of that was due to the weather, but you forced a couple turnovers. As you said, you got the big stop right before half after the block punt. What were you able to do so well to kind of slow them down?
We each week we talk about being able to play the type of game we need to play to give ourselves a chance to win it at the end. And we felt like the Delaware offense thrived on explosive play passing. So obviously the weather had a little bit of impact in that, but we were not going to let them throw the ball over our heads on Saturday. So I think our guys did a pretty good job of taking that element of the game away. Conversely, we gave up 325 yards rushing, which is way too much, not setting our edges properly and too many missed tackles.
Offensively, you mentioned three turnovers, including that the big play there in the first quarter where, Kevin looks like he's just trying to make a play and reaches for the end, loses the ball out of bounds. How big, especially after getting that interception, how big of a momentum switch was that?
It was big. You give the offense the ball in great field position, after the turnover. And, it's just one of those growing pains you go through with young players. He's struggling trying to make something happen and create, scoring opportunities and really just not protecting the football, which we emphasize all the time about taking care of the football, not turning it over. And, not just Kevin, but, obviously we put the ball on the ground a couple of times. We had a high snap that took us out of great field position, misjudging a punt, and now we get pinned on the 3 yard line versus, fielding it on the 10. So just, a lot of things happened where if you had a veteran team like they did, you would hope we'd be able to respond a little bit differently.
Question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. How much of that you just talked about the veteran team, having a veteran team being able to respond. Where are you at now where you know that you've got a bunch of young guys with some veterans, but knowing that these growing pains are just going to have to occur for you guys to get to where you want to get to?
It's an unfortunate part of the process. When you're playing young guys, there's nothing like actual game experience to lean on and to learn from. And if you look at the way their roster was constructed versus the guys that we were lining up with, I think, they had 18 or 19 fourth year or older players, between their starting offense and defense. And, we look out and we got a number of redshirt freshmen and true freshmen and, just great learning experiences to build on. And, and hopefully, we eliminate those things that cause us to lose the game going forward.
Is that your message to those young guys moving forward as far as learning and not letting them get too down on themselves because of those mistakes?
Oh, absolutely. We tell the guys, look, we want to play mistake-free football, understanding that those are the things that cause you to lose games, mental mistakes, penalties, and not executing your fundamentals. But a lot of the growth comes through experience. And so we're just going to build on that. We got you know, five more games, and we're just going to keep fighting to win the very next game.
Coach, where are you think you're at with the passing game? Another game where you didn't get over 100 yards. Of course, the weather was rough, but where do you think you stand now with that?
Yeah, you know, we continue to struggle throwing the football. I think the weather had some impact on it, but I've played in much worse conditions and, you know, and seen the ball being passed in rainy weather before. Too many drop passes, way too many drop passes, and guys struggling to get open, which when you combine all of those things makes for a challenging opportunity in terms of being able to throw the football. So, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board and, you know, we got who we have. So there's no, we're not getting any new players. We just got to find a way to get them to play better.
Coach, you had, even with the offensive struggles, there were a couple of really good drives there in the second half. The one you're forced to sort of settle for a field goal. On the other, you had the fumble on the 15. What were you able to do well? Wesley Graves had a pretty decent day, 83 yards on the ground against a pretty good defense. What were you able to do well on those two drives?
Yeah, I think our offensive line did a really good job. As a matter of fact, you know, our offensive player of the games were our two guards because they provided, you know, really strong run blocking throughout the course of the day and on those drives in particular, which created some opportunities. You know, like you mentioned, I thought Wesley ran the ball with authority. He was hard to tackle. And so those are things that we continue to want to excel at and make a centerpiece of our offense. But, you know, as I've said before, we got to be able to open up the other elements of our game if we want to win within the CAA against some very talented teams.
Just sort of building on that and what you were talking to Eddie about, when you're able to go on the road and play as competitively as you did against the number eight team in the country and feel like you had some chances, how do you use that to kind of build and trying to get where you want to go?
Yeah, so our message to our guys was simply, hey, look, had it not been for the three turnovers, what would the game have looked like? Had it not been for the block punt, what would the game have looked like? We had a great opportunity to go on the road and to show that we can compete. And it's really a lesson in, hey, let's continue to build on these things that we know we need to improve on in order to be competitive week in and week out within the conference.
Look ahead to Saturday. You get to come back home and play a Richmond team that's been playing pretty well over the last couple of weeks with their own freshman quarterback that's kind of given them a different look as you've started to look at them and their offense. What do you see?
Yeah, I see that they've found their rhythm, you know, with the, you know, the young quarterback. It looks like the offense has a number of gadget plays in which they're creating explosive play passes because the defense isn't disciplined with their eyes and their assignments. So that's going to be our message to our guys. Look, you're going to get all kind of gadgets now, so make sure you're disciplined with your eyes. You're staying above the cut. Make them earn everything. You know, obviously, Coach Huseman does a great job, you know, coaching the defense up. They're smart. They're tough. They're well-coached. They're fundamentally sound, and so it'll be a challenging game for us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that defensive side. I'm very familiar with that Richmond team, and a lot of familiar faces on that side of the ball that guys that you've seen before. What makes them so tough on that side?
Yeah, you know, they have their system down and the kids know it very well. And, you know, they got some talented players. I think Tristan Wheeler is one of the best linebackers in FCS football, and he's been productive for, you know, a number of years. And so, you know, they do a good job of not beating themselves.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Rob.
Thank you. Take care. Once again, for media members on the line, if you have